Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live, copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our illustrious three-time Emmy-nominated Cal Hunter. And we appreciate Cal being here, our wonderful producer. Today is the 5th of March, 2022. It is a beautiful West Coast day. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. Go to our website, radiolawtalk.com, and you can read the disclaimers. They're really exciting. This is by far the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. So if you want to get a lot out of this show and you think that this is going to be the greatest thing that ever happened, well, you know, just lower your expectations so you're happy at the end of the show. We're here for 3 hours, remember. But let me tell you what's going to happen today. We have probably the biggest breaking legal news in a long time that has occurred on Radio Law Talk. And
now it's time for Radio Law Talk News.
Yes, that's exactly. But we're going to keep it, though. I don't want to tell them, Cal, because I want a teaser, right? That's what they learn. You learn in radio to give them a teaser. And we're going to talk about something that's critical that has could cause major issues in jailhouses and courtrooms nationwide. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Scott Peterson, juror, is cross-examined. That's the individual, Scott Peterson, California, that was convicted of killing his wife and his unborn child. Elizabeth Holmes' latest, that's interesting. Meghan Markle's sister is filing a lawsuit. And then we got Kim Kardashian's divorce. We're going to look, we've been talking about this for a long time, but Denise is going to touch on the latest on that. And then Trevor Bayer files a lawsuit. That's the baseball player, right, Todd?
Trevor Bauer, yes.
Bauer, yep, yep. We're going to talk about him. So that's the most important thing that we're going to talk about other than the case or no case we'll have. But look, you know, I know we've got big news coming, but I want to tell you something really interesting. And I know as family here, we're all family, every single one of us. I want to make sure everybody understands this. And this is what's important, is my life is easier sometimes when I fly in my plane. And I know it sounds really cocky and arrogant, but I've got to tell you a story. And sometimes people just don't. I've got to tell you the story. So Denise and I and Todd, we're in the West Coast, and we travel all over California. Denise does more, and Denise and I do more than Todd. Todd's pretty homebody-ish.
Well, he has cats, you know.
Yeah, cats.
So. Well, actually, cat, singular.
Oh, what happened to the other one?
Passed.
Yes, I had a...
We didn't have a funeral or anything.
Well, the cat just passed away this last week between the last show and this show.
I'm sorry.
We're down to one.
How old was the...
Oh, he was 12, 13 years
old. Oh, yeah.
Yes. No catastrophe puns or anything.
No catastrophe.
Just a sad moment.
That's right. That's right. He the ninth of his nine lives.
Oh. That's sad. But that's cool.
He's in kitty heaven. All is well.
He lived a charmful life. But Denise, you know this. So what happens? You know, we're all over the place. We're Southern California, Bay Area, Northern California. If you travel from Northern California, Sacramento, Tahoe, you know, Sacramento area, and you go down to the Bay Area, let's say the East Bay, Silicon Valley. I have an office down in Silicon
Valley.
That's
actually where I was this last week.
And when you come back to up near Sacramento general area on a Friday or if you leave on at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, Denise, how long? Four hours. 4 hour drive.
And yeah, you got to get out of there before noon on a Friday.
And you can't. And just you can't. So I had business down there, and there's just no way I could do that. And the drive down's about 3 hours. So we're talking 7 hours in the car. So guess what I did?
You flew.
I took the plane. Those of you who don't know, I have my own plane.
I wish I would have known that. I could have hitched a ride.
I know. And so I flew to – I've got to go. I can't spend 7 hours on the road and the stress. And I flew down into San Jose Airport, and I flew back. And the flight from San Jose back to there's a small FBO. No.
Not even 40 minutes?
19 minutes.
Are you kidding?
19-minute flight. For the time we taxied, the time we landed, 19 minutes. Oh, my gosh. But we were humming pretty fast. Don't get me wrong. I mean, ours is...
When did you go?
It was Thursday. I was there Thursday.
Oh, I left Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Came back Friday.
See, but I'm just telling you, those of you who rip on people who fly, there's a reason. It's about time. And, man, was I able to get all my work done, and I came back stress-free, was able to relax, have dinner, and have a nice evening. And I slept well. I wasn't sitting in the car the whole time. So there you go. One up for people who fly planes. I don't care if you got a single-engine prop Cessna or a fast jet. It is worth it to me if you are a business person to fly as much as possible.
Well, Todd got on his electric hoverboard and saved himself a little walking time.
I have my magic carpet.
No, I do know what that
minutes.
I do know what that commute is like, because back when I was doing the acting heavily,
yes,
I was in San Francisco 2-3 times a week auditioning for things. And you drive down, and I hated it when I mean I love the opportunity, but when I got an audition that was say scheduled for 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday.
Oh, you're dead.
And so if it's 2 o'clock, you're out of there by 2:30. I wouldn't get back to. I live just east of Sacramento. I wouldn't get back until almost 8-9 o'clock at night.
Wow. Do you think our listeners are caring about this right now?
I don't know.
Nope.
There's a guy in Burley,
first
Idaho.
First world problems. Remember, no, that's what we're talking
there's
about.
There's a listener in Burley, Idaho right now who said, you know, when I drive to Oakley, that's 20 miles, and that takes me sometimes 22 minutes.
Gotta stop for the sheep and the cows. Cal, look, can we just set up our case or no case, then go to commercial break after that? Do we have time?
What do you think? I will say this, that our case or no case here is a representation of someone who decided to break one of the Ten Commandments.
Okay, let's not.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, you'll like it.
So, those of you who don't know what's going on, we have a case or no case, which is Cal's going to give us a little information about a certain case. And once we hear what the case is, we have to decide whether or not that case is true or false, because Cal will try to trick us, and then what the outcome is. And sometimes Cal will say, all right, if it is a case. And what's the amount of damages that was received? Last week, there was a huge amount of damages. What was that one?
That was the jail settlement.
$7 million.
Yeah, where the guy got $7 million. And the highest number we got was from Fred, who I thought would have guessed 15.
I said 20.
You said 20.
So that was about a person who sued the jail because he fell down or they weren't able to get him to the doctor in time?
They didn't believe that he was really having a medical emergency.
Because he
hurt his
what?
Neck, remember?
But didn't he always
he
do
was
that?
He was a suicidal guy, always acting out, you know, always trying to do suicidal stuff. And this time he really did hurt himself. And so now he requires 24-hour care. So his family was reimbursed by the county, $7 million.
$7 million. And, you know, it's like, are we going to go visit Georgie again? Well, we got a $7 million. We better go say hi to him. You know?
Have you ever heard the quote from Helen Keller that says, I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet? Well, I'm thinking of Fred right now. I cried because it took a half hour to get from San Jose to Sacramento.
And then
I met a man who had no plane.
I know it's
first world adaptation.
I know it's first world problems, but you know what? Our listeners, when they get to know us personally, I'm telling you, it's like if I've been born again. 19 minutes instead of 4 hours in the Bay Area traffic.
I'm dabbing a tear out of the corner of my eye.
I know you are. I'm just zapping the clap, and I know everybody hates me.
No,
when we come back, we're gonna do a case or no case. Talk about Scott Peterson and Man Alive. We have some major, major breaking news that will change the lives of maybe the courtrooms and the jailhouses. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, maybe every listener's life will be changed by this story. It's possible. Well, it's not likely, but it's possible. So stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues here on many local radio stations, whom we deeply appreciate. And when the show disappears from there, sometimes it's partial carry, then you can go over to RadioLawTalk.com and stream it live free. We'll be back.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. All that stone.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
All right, Cal, hit it. Go for it. Let's do it. Let's do this.
So you're suggesting that I get ready and do this right here. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right. Yay!
The Ten Commandments is more than a code of how you should live your life that reflects the Judeo-Christian ethic. Instructions from deity, if you will. It was a very famous high-budget movie in the 1950s starring Charlton Heston, former face of the National Rifle Association, and from that movie came some rather famous props. And, you know, there are a lot of people who like to go out and buy and resell movie props. Among them, a certain collector by the name of Albert Tapper. Tapper bid on and won two lots of memorabilia at a movie auction. But he played a little game that only agreed to pay for one. He had an ulterior motive, which I'll explain. The one that he won was a letter from Clark Gable, an early letter, handwritten to his dad in 1953. That was $8,000 plus the buyer's premium. Tapper also bid on a more expensive lot, Lot 422, Charlton Heston's Moses' Ten Commandments prop from the movie. You know the tablets he's holding there?
Right. Oh, the tablet.
Yeah, the tablets right there. Tepper is alleged to have bought the less expensive item while keeping the major item, for which they were the successful bidder, from being sold to anyone else. He had a little game he was playing. So now, by the way, this is now banned in major auction houses in Hollywood, and in fact it is called the Tepper Maneuver. The auction house said the Tepper Maneuver was fraudulent, and they wanted their $60,000 and their commission, the buyer's premium, because he registered as a bidder. He signed the agreement. And this was back in the day, 60s, you know, when it was assumed that everybody had credit and they were honest. Can't really assume that these days. So at any rate, the auction house said, Mr. Tepper, thou shalt not steal. We want our money. You can keep the tablets, but you can't steal from us. We want the money. And Tepper said, well, no, because you sold them to me under fraudulent means. I will explain you what that is going forward if you'd like. But at any rate, the auction house went to their lawyer and said, case or no case. And by the way, here's a clue. Six sets of the tablets were made for the film. And other sets were made and placed in movie theaters, in the big movie theaters across the country in big cities. So the one that was the best one was actually made out of red granite and was given to the director, Cecil B. DeMille. So the question is, case or no case? And Denise, I think we'll go with you first, if you don't mind.
Really?
So what happened? He gets the one item, he pays for the one, and he holds the payment on the tablets. Okay.
He withholds the payment because they were probably marketed to him as being movie props, when in fact part of them, at least four of them, were not actual movie props, but they were props that were in theaters and were not used at all in the movie.
And so you're saying what?
So it's saying that he's claiming that it was fraudulent.
Yep.
And that he didn't have, he didn't have to pay because it was fraudulent. And you know what? Mm-hmm. It's a case. I mean, I've heard of the Templar maneuver?
Yes, Tapper.
Tapper maneuver.
Tapper, yeah.
And he loses.
Who's he? Tapper loses?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, Fred Penny, what's your belief on this case? By the way, the chief artist for this movie was someone with whom you are very familiar.
Yes.
Arnold Freeberg.
Cal knows that, and we're not going to say our secret. That
no,
Cal
I'm just,
know.
I'm just
yes.
saying he's a yes. really sought-after famous. Artist among certain circles. Yes.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. The question I have for you, Cal, is this. So there were multiple... tablets. The original one was given to the director, correct?
No.
Who had the original one?
They made a special set for the director. And remember, there were six sets that were used in the movie at various times.
Okay, so the six sets that they made, at some times, Charlton Heston was touching them and using them.
Exactly.
Okay, so that way they could sell six of them.
Yep.
And some of those... they went to the movie theaters as props in order to say, hey, look, this was one of the ones that was actually touched.
Well, you know when you go into movies and they have these great big posters promoting the upcoming features?
Right.
Well, they had, you know, fiberglass tablets there with the ancient type script written on them for people to see and go, hey,
but,
that's cool. Yeah.
But that's, those weren't, okay, well, this is where I'm confused, Cal, and our listeners are confused.
All right.
Okay, so those ones that were in the movie theaters had nothing to do with these.
No.
Okay, because they just made probably thousands of
them. They were promotional items. And the article I read said they made 24 of them for major markets.
Gotcha. Okay. But the ones that were actually touched by Charlton Heston, there was about six.
Yes, six sets.
Six sets.
And one was Cecil B. DeMille's.
Yeah. Right. But they made that one out of real stone. That was a separate presentation piece.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, so he didn't, that wasn't part of what he bought?
Correct.
No.
Oh, man.
No. Okay, so we've got these individuals, and he buys one of the six, correct, Cal?
Yep.
And where's the fraud? Where's the fraud, they're saying?
That's a good question.
Okay, wait a minute. So he's saying he was defrauded, and the reason he was defrauded was because what? Cal, can you give me that answer or not?
After you take a guess. Yeah, I'm sorry. It will give away the case.
It's a case, and the answer is, because we're coming up on time, we'll let Todd take us out. But I'm going to say it. The Ten Commandments win.
The auction house.
Yeah. Thou what shit. Did you say?
I said the guy wins.
Okay, I'm going to say auction house.
You said Tapper loses.
Who's on
first? Oh, I did say Tapper loses.
Yes, so she says it's a case auction house wins, Tapper loses.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to say Tapper wins.
Thou shalt not bear false witness. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to pass it on to Todd. We've got very little time left.
I can be quick. Okay, so I'm going to say this is a case. And the reason I say Tapper wins is because ultimately they realize that contractually he could do what he did, which is why they now have a thing called the Tapper Clause to prevent that. Because they didn't have anything then that would give them a legal justification, i.e. the auction house. So, case, Tapper wins.
Interesting. All right. So, we will have the answer, Fred.
Yeah, we'll be back after this with Cal, who's going to take us to break, and then we're going to have the answer after this.
We are so glad you're listening to us here on Radio Law Talk, and hope you'll stay with us as the big broadcast. And when you think about it, it is a big broadcast. When the show continues. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Todd and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
I've got to get my car washed, and dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In the Ukrainian port city of Kherson, as the battle continues with the Russians, citizens of the city are scared but will not give up. Svetlana Zorina, 27-year-old who lives with her grandmother, spoke with CNN.
Our resistance now is just to sit at home and take care of ourselves because we are scared. They already started to rape our women. There was an information from people who I personally know, a 17-year-old girl, it's happened to her, and then they killed her. So we are terrified and scared, but we are not going to give up.
Currently, there's better news on the COVID front. Cases over the last 2 weeks are down by 55%. The average daily COVID cases rate is at 52,000, and the average COVID death rate is still below 2,000 at 1,583, down by 30%. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Is this real life? That is Armadillo.
The commercials end of the announcements aired on
radio. All right, you're listening to Radio Law Talk. I'm sorry about that, Fred. Now back to the show and to Denise, Todd, and Fred as well to wrap up Case or No Case.
Yeah, Case or No Case. This is about, and we were talking during the break about, okay, what, I didn't quite understand this and that. And we all agreed that, well, Cal has to leave some stuff out because otherwise it would give it away. So this is about Cecil DeMille's famous, famous, wonderful show that I still watch about every year. Oh, okay, ready? Moses.
ABC still plays it back every Easter weekend.
But that's the saying. We always, Moses.
Famous performances.
Famous three words.
Iconic set design. Famous. It's an amazing
story. I just have to ask, Fred, which character were you impersonating there?
The Lord?
No.
Or his mom?
No, not
his mom. What's his wife's
name? His stepmother.
No. That's the girl when he comes back.
Oh, that's
and he's working
right
in the mud pits, and he comes up to what's her name? Bathsheba? Or what's who's the woman that he...
I think maybe Bathsheba's a different story.
Okay, hold on. Come on.
that lady, anyway.
It's not Delilah. No, he still had his hair.
And he says, I have to go lead the children of Israel. And she goes, Moses.
What's her name? What's the...
I don't know. Elizabeth or something.
She was the future queen.
Yeah, I'll just make it up as I go. I don't know.
It's Drusilla. She was in a tower, had a long... Rapunzel. Yeah. It was Rapunzel.
I mean, and here I am studying the New Testament this year, and you think I would know this story.
I would know it, too. I know the New Testament, too. Okay.
Old Testament. Old Testament. Wrong Testament.
Yeah.
Old Testament, people. I know.
What a bunch of dorks.
Will and Testament. I don't know. It is a law show.
It's the Middle Testament.
It's the big book.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The book is bigger, right?
All right, so
tell us again. No, tell us again about the case.
Okay, Mr. Tepper bid on some movie props, the Ten Commandments, and he bid on that and another lot. He got the cheaper lot, and he paid for that. A Clark Gable letter. He got the possession of the Ten Commandments tablets, and then he refused to pay. And Hollywood was a brand new thing because they would give you the stuff and then they'd send you a bill. And he said, I ain't paying. And in fact, I don't want these because I overpaid. And they said, what do you mean overpaid? He said, well, $60,000, that was the price in the catalog, right? And he said, yes, but let me ask you this. If, in fact, I didn't pay too much, where is the underbidder? Where's the person who bid just less than me that pushed it up to $60,000? And the auction house said, well, now that's a secret, right? Translation, there was no underbidder, so he said the price was fraudulently pushed up to $60,000, and therefore he wasn't going to buy them, and he did not. Tepper overbid, he knew it, he refused to pay, and so it did go to court. As I'm reading this, and I may not, it appears that the lot was withdrawn because of the claim by Tepper and sold at a later auction. No sales, suit dismissed. And I mentioned to you, several sets of these Ten Commandments were made. Some were from wood, some were from fiberglass, the ones from granite for Cecil B. DeMille. And
Todd, look up what happened to those tablets.
Yeah, and the lobby displays are still circulating around collectors around there.
Right.
You know, but that's
so nobody won.
Well, it was a fixed lawsuit was dismissed. The suit tried to sue Mr. Tepper.
So the winner was the
Tepper won.
The Tepper.
Tepper won. Lawsuit was dismissed.
The auction house sued him. They said we want our $60,000 and our fee.
That's us.
And Tepper said, you guys, you put up a fake shill. You tried to make me believe it was $60,000, and
I believe that. That is, you know, sometimes you wonder that. You see those auctions, and okay, who's the guy bidding on me? Is he really a bidder, or they set it up?
Exactly,
right?
And sometimes you wonder. And Mr. Tepper's opinion prevailed, and the auction house said, okay, we'll be quiet about this. Don't affect our reputation, whatever you do,
right,
because such a thing would ruin.
So Tepper's, the new Tepper rule is you have to pay up front?
When you get it, remember now, when you buy something at an auction, you've got to pay right there, have the arrangements made, sign the chit, you know, the little sheet they call a chit, you sign that, and it goes right then. Because that's the rule that changed. You know, you buy it, it's yours.
Wow. 855 Law Radio, 855 LAWRADIO. That is 855-529-7234 is our phone number if you want to call in. Great case or no case, Cal. That one was excellent. Cecil DeMille is awesome, but, you know, I really do like
Arnold Freeberg,
who is the individual that painted all of the sets, or almost all the sets. If you go see the Ten Commandments paintings, because it wasn't just, you know, that was Arnold Freeberg that painted it, and he was based out of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, the big sweeping designs where they're moving the pyramid, all that stuff.
Yep.
The backdrops for that were he was actually the assistant art director,
right,
but very quickly was promoted and worked on almost every Cecil B. DeMille film thereafter.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So according to Christie's.com, they do live auctions, a prop set of the fiberglass Ten Commandments.
The one that goes around
fiberglass was moved in the movie.
This was the fiberglass ones used in the movies.
Got it.
In November of 2001.
Okay.
Sold for $11,750.
Wow.
That's
still pretty cool.
And in the 1960s, they paid $60,000? That tells you got bid.
Now, I will say this. Given the fact that it was in November 18th, 2001, that's a pretty important date, I do not know what the effects of 9/11/2001 had on ongoing auctions 2 months later that might have had an impact. That's the only one I was able to find.
$11,000 does not sound like
money. I'm hungry. I want a Reese's peanut butter cup.
You know what? I almost picked one up for you today, and I'm sorry. I was in the store grabbing a diet soda, and I didn't.
So you do like certain candies, and would you do whatever it took, Denise, to eat that candy? Almost.
I'm kind of sneaky about my candy. If I have it, I don't really let people know that I have it. I put it in my purse.
No fun.
If you have it, you have to share. That's Fred brings him a donut and he cuts it up into four pieces. I mean, come on.
But the key about that
candy, that he eats it all.
I know Denise. When it comes to the candy, she will do anything to get that candy. And I've seen people and heard of people that have done that. Todd, have you ever heard of that before?
People that will do things to get candy?
Yes.
Look, there are people that are addicted to stuff, and when they're addicted, they will do whatever they can to secure that, even if they are in, shall we say, hard-to-import locations. I mean, you know, you can't go to court, for example, without going through metal detectors and things like that. If you get convicted of something and go to jail, depending on the facility and what they're looking for, some folks are even subject to strip search. But sometimes contraband does make it in, although if you're found with contraband in custody, you're looking at a felony in some jurisdictions.
And if it makes it in, it's magical.
Yes.
Tragic.
And you can use contraband or you can use candy to get things.
It becomes currency. You know,
Oh, that's true. So what we're talking about here is the biggest breaking legal news,
now,
we believe.
Radio, yes, Law Talk News.
Probably in the last 5 years or during probably one of the largest news stories. That it's a legal news story that we have talked about. And you ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready for this? Do we have a drum roll for this? Or not?
Let me see if I can find. I have a rim shot. I'm sure. I've got a drum roll. Okay. I know I do. Stand by for the while. I'm going to do this one first while I find it.
Good. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, now stand by.
So here it is.
Here's the drum roll.
Here it is. There it is. Harvey Weinstein has been caught in jail with milk duds.
What?
Yep, he got brought in the contraband somehow. Milk duds, the jail and the courts. This is prior to his court hearing and trial coming up in Los Angeles after he was transported from New York where he was convicted. And now he's in jail in Los Angeles waiting for his trial. And they found the contraband on him.
How did it get in?
Milk duds. But I'm worried about this country. You know, we've got wars going on. We've got issues with, you know, all types of sickness and masking questions and this question and that question. But the most prominent and important thing in the news right now that I understand is Harvey Weinstein's milk duds in the jail. What a tragedy. That's a travesty. And how this would happen, I don't know.
Something needs to be done.
But don't forget, here's the deal. The deal is his lawyers did come and visit him in jail, and we don't know how he got him. But don't forget, he was transported from New York to Los Angeles, and I wonder if on his private jet flight that they flew him on, or where, however, he got, excuse me, I'd like some milk duds, please, and pass the Perrier, please. I'm on my way to jail in Los Angeles.
Wouldn't they be stale by now?
No, milk duds have a half-life, I'm telling you. I mean, milk duds will, you know, with cockroaches, will survive anything that would completely annihilate anything with a body weight over 5 pounds.
So. Well, here's the deal. We're going to follow this because this is tragic, and this could change the legal system for years to come, and we will follow this. When we come back after this big breaking news, I want you to relax and think about it. We'll talk about the Scott Peterson juror that's being cross-examined in the 20 years after his conviction. We'll be back.
This milk dud story could go to the Supreme Court. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up, right here on your local radio station and, of course, online at RadioLawTalk.com.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims
have... Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it.
and sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is no fun. That's true.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
Again, we like to talk during the break, and there's some, and we'll like to bring up some of the stuff we talk about during the break. But the Scott Peterson trial, this was 20 years ago. He was convicted of the death of his wife and unborn child, which they were going to call Connor. And what's amazing is now, 20 years later, there's a possibility of his case being overturned because of possible juror misconduct. And what amazes me is it's 20 years after the fact. I mean, it just takes forever, the legal process. And just think of the money it costs just for an individual to appeal and to review stuff and to review every little thing that occurs on a case. And that's why Todd Kuhnen, our host, co-host here, that's a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, and is a he had his own criminal practice. And now works for the public defender's office. How he talks about the most important thing that he remembers as a DA is it's not about winning. It's about the truth coming coming forth. And question, didn't question, but always, you know, I guess, admonish DAs, remember, it's not about you, it's not about winning, it's about the truth coming out. And if you have to lose because there's something that's awry, so be it. But in this case, how is it 20 years later we're still doing this, and it looks like there's going to be some issues with this juror? Todd, you want to take this away, or Denise, you want to take it?
Sure, I'll take this one. So the issue here, Scott Peterson obviously found guilty, sentenced to death. And in the state of California, once somebody receives the death penalty, it triggers an automatic appeal process that's really overseen by the Supreme Court of the state of California. Because, I mean, that was instituted here in California under the idea that if there is a chance that somebody might be not guilty, or there was an anomaly or anything in the process, obviously you don't want to execute somebody if it later finds out, you later find out they are not guilty. And circumstances that spur that idea on are, just Google any case where somebody was later exonerated because of DNA evidence that came forth that it wasn't there before, and they were on death row when they were exonerated. So because of that, California has the automatic appeals process. And in the Scott Peterson case, the defense, during this appeals process, raised issues with the conduct of the judge and certain things the judge allowed in during the jury selection process, and also other evidentiary reasons. And the long and short of it is, after a long appeals period, within the last 5 years, the Supreme Court, California Supreme Court, overturned the death penalty in the Scott Peterson case. It was remanded to the lower court for resentencing, but the death penalty was taken off the table. He was resentenced to life without parole. Well, during the first appeals process, information about possible juror misconduct arose. Now, the defense sort of held that in their back pocket, thinking, okay, we might get a new trial based upon the current set of appeals that we have. If we don't, then we can always raise this issue about this juror. And the juror is, they called her Strawberry Shortcake during the trial because she had red-colored hair. She had dyed it red. Her name is Rochelle Nice. And this last week, Miss Nice was cross-examined by lawyers, or a lawyer for Scott Peterson, about her conduct during jury selection, whether or not she was forthcoming with information on the jury questionnaire.
I have a question that was I found interesting. I didn't really know the relevance. They questioned her about a loan that another juror had given her, and I didn't understand why that was relevant.
Yeah, I think it's relevant because of this. What they're trying to show is that Miss Nice wanted to get on to this jury. There was another juror who had been dismissed previously who had claimed that while he was still on the jury, Miss Nice and this juror talked about how times are tough, finances are low, and we're going to get our payday if we write a book about this. And if it's just that one person talking about it, well, if another juror loaned her money, then that supports the she's down on her luck, she doesn't have money, which would, the chain here, lead to an incentive to want to get on the jury to write the book, which means that if she was less truthful, that's how she got on the jury. That's going to be the defense claim and why that would come in.
And also came in, at what point did this occur, before, during, or after? And she had said she had a hardship, and the judge, she was actually walking out, pretty much, wasn't she, on side hardship? And they said, wait, don't we have a few other questions? Because she was thinking she wouldn't have been able to sit there for, I don't know, was this 5 months or whatever the trial was? Or,
yes.
And she lived with her mother and her boyfriend, and they were able to support her. And she said, well, I guess I can, you know, sit here on it. But just like you say, it's another issue of, why did you go back on if it was going to cause a, quote, hardship for you, you know?
Exactly. Now listen, a juror just can't say I have a hardship and they have to leave. The judge has to approve the dismissal based upon the hardship. And if the juror says anything along the lines of, well, it would be difficult but not impossible for me to sit on the jury and it won't affect my ability to be impartial, then most of the time the judge is going to keep that juror on as a potential juror and not release them.
What's interesting is the judge did initially dismiss her from the jury, and it was Peterson's attorney, Mark Gallegos, right? It was Garagos or whatever that called her back and got her put on the jury. And why did he do that? Because he thought she was a good juror, or did he do that because he knew that she had other motives and that would give them a way out perhaps later?
Are you saying Mark Gallegos would have said, hey, maybe later this defective juror will give me cause for an appeal?
Well, that's a thought.
Just my thought here. I cannot imagine any attorney for a defendant, especially facing murder charges in a death penalty case, who somehow knew a person had filed a restraining order in a case that was very similar, who would have possibly been a victim of some sort of domestic violence. If an attorney believed that, I cannot imagine any thought, any reason why an attorney would leave that person on as a juror, because that is a guilty vote waiting to happen.
And they didn't know that.
They didn't know.
Obviously, she wrote down nothing about any prior issues, so he wouldn't have known that, I would think.
Wouldn't the jury consultant have done a background check on these people to see what was going on?
Maybe, if they were able to get information.
You'd have to get that very quickly and have time to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, a jury, usually when you're picking a jury, you don't get the time to know which jurors are going to be the last jurors, you know, standing, if you will. Yeah.
But here's the thing. The issue before the judge in these proceedings, it's a twofold question that the defense has to prove and the judge has to decide. One, did she lie so that she could get on the jury? And then second, did her prior history have any effect on her deliberations? Now, if you read any...
Or the deliberations of the other jurors
If she talked about it, that's right. So if you read any of the articles written about the examination of this juror over the past week, they'll all say things to the tune of, well, the attorney didn't get her to crack. They didn't shake her. They didn't get her to admit, yes, I lied to get on the... With this idea that somehow everything's like, I'm going to date myself here, like the previous Perry Mason movies where the attorney had a minor witness on the stand who ultimately broke down and admitted they were actually the murderer and things like that. That's just not how cross-examination works, and it very rarely leads to those admissions.
Well, aren't they talking about getting other witnesses to testify kind of against her?
Well, they may, because what she has testified to is, I answered truthfully and it didn't sway my decision. Okay. So they've locked her into her testimony that, look, I knew about it, didn't think it was a big deal. I was truthful. It didn't sway my decision. And then if there are other witnesses to call in to say, well, hold on a second. Yeah, she knew that was any witness that can be called to show that her statements under oath in this proceeding were untruthful. That's how they make that pitch to the judge.
Yeah, their statement, she would say that they're claiming, you know, we should get Scott for what he did to little Lacey and the little man and the letters she wrote post-trial to Scott and sold them. Just kind of weird things. But the question is, the fact that she had been threatened before, and especially she was worried about her unborn baby being injured prior to sitting on this jury, she probably should have mentioned that. She said she didn't know. She didn't think that would be an issue. We'll be back, hour number two. We got a lot more to talk about. And another case or no case.
This is Radio Law Talk. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.